A number of countries already have heat health warning systems. They work very, very well. Europe is a good example, United States. But many countries don't have this. And so what we've done by producing this guidance, and it's a fairly lengthy technical publication, it's case studies on best practices. It gives ideas on what sort of health interventions are necessary, what sort of health interventions work.
Can you give me an example? I mean, we've had terrible heat waves recently in India, Karachi. There was the 2003 heat wave in Europe that obviously caused thousands of deaths. Are those the kind of templates you're working from?
Yes. To take the example of Europe, the 2003 heat wave killed tens of thousands of people. We expect that such heat waves will become more common and they will become more intense as a result of climate change. Europe learnt a lot of lessons as a result of the 2003 heat wave. And as a result, Europe now has a very, very, very effective system. It's called Euroheat. To give an example, the German Weather Service or the UK Met Office, they will issue a warning about a heat wave expected to develop in the next 2 or 3 days. That will then trigger government action. It will trigger action by health authorities to set aside a certain number of beds, for elderly hospital patients. It will trigger action by education authorities if there is a need for schools to stay closed as a precaution. And sometimes it's very simple measures. It's a case of giving advice to people, you know, stay indoors between the hours of 2 and 7. Drink lots of water. So there's a number of very simple measures that we can take, a number of more costly, complicated measures, but it does need coordinated action between the meteorological services and government decision makers and obviously the health sector. In other parts of the world, we hope that the guidance that we're issuing will help to develop capacity to have a more coordinated response. Say, for instance, the heat wave in Karachi last week, which killed more than 1,000 people. The levels of heat were not unprecedented, but it was a combination of factors. There was a low pressure area situated just off the coast, and that effectively brought in warmer air from central Pakistan into Karachi. Karachi's normally cooled by a coastal breeze. That didn't happen for about 5 days last week just because of this low pressure area. But it wasn't just the weather alone. It was a combination of other factors. It was the fact that there were power cuts, which meant people couldn't use fans, they couldn't use air conditioning. We're in the middle of Ramadan, so obviously people are not drinking as they would normally be drinking. So we hope this guidance, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It really is, you know, a collection of different case studies on what you can do to develop a heat health warning system which suits your national circumstances.